Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live here.
Okay.
Welcome back to Killer Fun, where we explore the intersection of crime and entertainment. I'm Christy.
And I'm Jackie.
And today we are live with you on Spreaker for audio and on Facebook for video. So, hello.
Yes, welcome to our awesome studio that Christy has that she's built here. This is amazing. Isn't it so cool?
This is pandemic, work from home. We got to have something where everybody has a little space.
Yeah, but this is what you did. You didn't just make space. You made a space.
We did.
That is really cool.
We made some space.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been good. But today, we are kicking off Halloween live.
Countdown to Halloween.
Halloween week. So right now, we've got this live.
Yes.
And then we're going to talk about movies all week long. Those are going to drop at midnight tonight.
And we're doing it cool, right? Because it's going to drop all at once so you can binge it. Because they're going to be shorter episodes because we're going to top out like a movie per day going to Halloween. But you can binge it all at once or you could save one per day and actually do a countdown to Halloween for us. But if you're like us, you like to binge it. So we were like, let's just drop that all at once.
That's right. Super fun. So you have choices. How exciting.
Yes, how exciting. And for everybody on Spreaker that's listening live, I want you to know we've got comments. We've got people on Facebook that are commenting. So we're going to give shout outs as they come up. But if you're listening on Spreaker, we don't really know that, I guess. So you know what? You might have to hop on Facebook or you might have to like send us a shout out or tweet something and let us know.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, Killer Fun Podcast, exploring the intersection of crime and entertainment. You can find us on Twitter at Killer Fun Pod, or you can send us an email at killerfunpodcast@gmail.com. You can get a hold of us all those ways. We love to hear from you. Love, love, love.
So. Yes. So hi, Meredith. We see you. Wave, wave, wave.
Oh, I think that's Medrith.
Oh, Medrith. Oh, so sorry. Yes, you're right.
Look, tiny little type.
No. I'm not really that old.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not old. I don't need glasses there. It's little. It's little. Gosh, I'll tell you.
I know it's annoying.
Sorry, Medrith.
So all week we're going to be talking about kind of the stories behind some of our favorite Halloween movies, some really, really cool movies. And so Jackie doesn't know what I'm going to tell her about all those things.
Yeah, that's kind of our thing is, right. Is you have
a lot of research.
Yes, the torrent search history that you have, and you come up with all these amazing things, and then I of course know what we're looking at, like
right.
But you tell me stuff, and then I get to react to it.
That's right. I try and find things that I think Jackie won't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fun.
Oh, and you're good at it.
Oh, okay.
You're really good at it. Yeah.
Like a dog with a bone.
I just
can't let it go.
It's true.
So many hours of research. So we did Tickled a few weeks ago.
Oh, man.
There was a dubious connection between Tickled and Don't F with Cats.
Yes.
And Luca Magnotta was kind of the villain-ish in that. I guess do you call him a villain in a documentary?
I don't know, but all I know is he's going to at us again over this. Fine, let him at us. Because he did. He added us.
It wasn't Luca. It was the Romeo Salta.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
The attorney. He was all upset because he didn't work for D'Amato. He worked for Jane O'Brien Media, which I'm like,
Whoa. Six
of one, half dozen of the other. But whatever.
Yes. But they came at us. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. It actually was. So, you know, you should follow us for that kind of fun.
Yes, absolutely.
Every once in a while, we get that kind of fun. So, tonight we're going to talk about Evil Dead.
Evil Dead. And this is so cool because in town right now in San Antonio, you can get tickets, I think, still. Are there still tickets?
I believe that there are still tickets.
Bruce Campbell is in town to do a live screening and talking thing with Evil Dead.
Yes, on Friday night in San Antonio at the Tobin Center.
Yes.
They have a very special socially distanced event where they're going to do a screening of Evil Dead, and then Bruce Campbell is going to be talking about stuff, which is the whole reason that we set up Halloween week, was because you found this and were like, this is super cool.
Because I love him. As I might say, it's groovy.
Yeah, there you go.
My Evil Dead fans understand what I'm That's talking right. about.
That's right. But before we get into Evil Dead, I want y'all to know I have some cool things. I still have stickers left. So those of you watching on Facebook,
super
you can
cool.
see we have some stickers. Send me a private message or an email. Yeah. Don't share your
address,
real live address in public on the internet. I know people can find it there, but you know.
Yeah, but don't, let's not volunteer it. Yeah. Just send us a DM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So, and in a couple weeks, I don't know how we're going to do it yet, but we're going to do a little giveaway. And I have a very special ornament, very limited edition. I made just a few of these. I make them for a few select friends and people at my husband's work.
And I can't wait for you to tell them what it is because it's awesome.
And I designed it. I didn't find a pattern for this. I made it. But it's a 2020 dumpster fire Christmas ornament.
Isn't that the best, y'all? It's the absolute best. Yes. So what? Oh, you got to stay tuned because we're gonna you're gonna give this away.
I'm gonna give it away. We'll figure out how we're gonna do that. I'm not exactly sure yet. But I'll give it away and I'll put it in an envelope and mail it to you, and you'll have it for your Christmas tree. And you know, there might be a little fun something inside the dumpster.
Yes.
When you get it,
so, it's so cool.
Yeah,
I love it. Yes.
So. But now let's talk about Evil Dead.
Let's talk about Evil Dead.
1981. I got to read the IMDb description. I'm doing that for all of the movies this week. Evil Dead from 1981. Written by Sam Raimi. Starring Bruce Campbell, Ellen Sandweiss, and Richard DeManicore. Five friends travel to a cabin in the woods where they unknowingly release flesh-possessing demons.
Fair.
I think that's not all.
It's definitely an understatement. Understatement of the maybe Halloween century. It's definitely more than that. But, you know, they don't want to give away spoilers on the IMDb. So
right.
We get that. We get
but
that.
I did look this up and I was like, wait a minute. I did not know we had an NC-17 movie this week. I was like, whoops. Oh, dear.
Did it come out like that or was it changed?
No, it was changed. It received its rating of NC-17 in 1994.
Okay, see, I thought that had changed.
Well, because NC-17 wasn't a thing until September of 1990.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like an X movie before that.
Well, and that's the whole... Right, exactly. And the whole reason they did that was because it used to be, if it was significant violence or significant gore, they'd give it the X rating.
Mm-hmm.
But X became synonymous with pornography.
Right.
So they came up with the NC-17 rating, which I remember clearly in the 90s.
I do too. Remember thinking that so many movies were going to come out with this rating and that we weren't going to be able to go see them in high school. But not as many came out with it.
No, because as soon as they got the NC-17 rating, they would go back and edit it.
Yeah.
They would take out just enough.
Just enough.
They were like, you know, like that old Seinfeld, what'll kill me and then back it off a little. That's the strength of Tylenol or Motrin or pain reliever that I want. What'll kill me and back it off just a little bit.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it became. It's like we submitted as the NC-17. And okay, can we back off to
just get
it back to R.
But not Evil Dead. They went full force with it.
Well, yeah. they sure
and it's gory.
Yeah, it's gory. There's some troubling sexually explicit scenes by a possessed tree, evidently. I don't know. I need to watch this movie.
This is why this movie is so funny.
I'm glad it's funny.
It and is. I mean, was it intended to be funny? Not so much initially.
Maybe, maybe not.
But it definitely got there, and then it was like full embrace.
Right. Common Sense Media suggests older teens if you have kids. And they do have a really nice resource of, like, what can you talk about with your children after you've watched this movie? Because this is what they do.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, we use Common Sense Media a lot.
Yeah.
But I can't even imagine what they tried to pull out to talk about, because it's just...
it's actually pretty good. Were these characters punished for their bad behavior, or were they just victims of bad luck?
Oh.
I think that's an astute question. It's classified as a horror movie, but did you find it really scary? Like, ask your kids. Was it scary or was it funny? Or did it just make you cringe?
Or was it both? All three. Yeah. D, all of the above.
So that was that. So let's learn about, like, a little bit of the backstory. Some things you might not know about Evil Dead.
Okay, let's do it.
So first they made a short film. To get funding. They had to prove to people that they could actually make a movie. So they made a 30-minute Super 8 film called Within the Woods. And it was just to show investors that they were capable of making a movie.
Yeah, which is not an uncommon thing to do.
Right.
Especially not then. Yep, we got commenting.
Medra's seen one NC-17 movie.
Yep, exactly one, she says. Oh, and Carol says, don't make fun of old people.
Oh, no.
I'm not making fun. We're not girl, making fun. Girl,
we're,
I am
we're
there.
We're commiserating.
Yes,
it's
yes.
It's not making fun. I promise. I promise. And here's a funny thing. So they shot at a real cabin in the woods, which, you know, makes sense because it was a small budget. They had hunters and howling dogs in the background. Like, if you hear that in the movie, those are real hunters and real dogs. That wasn't, like, sound effects added. It wasn't anything they control. It wasn't people they brought in. They weren't extras. Those were actual people hunting.
Nice.
Yeah.
I wonder if they had any clue.
And one more. They used real ammunition.
What?
Because the movie ammunition's more expensive. So they just used...
Blanks. Just blanks, not blanks.
Evidently not.
What? That was not intelligent. That's what you get when these schmucks go out there and do this.
That's what happens when you have, you know, a bunch of 20-year-olds making a movie and just hoping that everything goes well. Evidently nobody was hurt, so that's good.
Well, yeah.
So the cabin that they... I don't know how true this is. I'm going to preface that.
Okay, okay.
But the cabin that they filmed at had its own history.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So supposedly there was three women, all from the same family. A little girl, her mom, and her grandmother. And they were staying at the cabin. And there was a thunderstorm overnight. And the little girl got up because she was scared. And she went to get in bed with her mom and found her mom dead and justifiably freaked out.
Yeah.
So she went to grandma's room.
Okay.
And climbed in bed with her, and she was also dead.
What? What?
So the little girl, terrified and alone, ran to the nearest farmhouse, and this little girl evidently didn't have any other family.
Oh, my gosh.
And the people who lived in the farmhouse just took her in and loved her. And while they were filming this movie, supposedly, I don't know how true this is, there had been a thunderstorm the night before, and somebody from that farmhouse was out looking for the little girl who was now grown up and an old woman.
Okay.
That she had just continued to live in this farmhouse with this family. And so, like, a generation later, they were still taking care of her. And there had been a thunderstorm the night before, and she'd gone out looking for her mom and grandma, and they don't know if they ever even found this woman.
Oh my gosh.
So, true or not, great story.
Wow.
Perfect for Halloween.
Holy crap.
I know.
That is weird. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so yeah. That was a long time ago. I mean, the little girl, they just took her in.
They just took her in.
I mean, hopefully they, like, called police or,
I mean, obviously
there weren't two, like, decaying bodies in this cabin when they filmed, so obviously somebody came in, like, did something, but, right. Like, wow, that's insane. I mean,
you know, the little girl was now an old woman, yeah. So it had been, you know,
been a long time. Yeah, but obviously, ooh, man.
Decades at minimum.
Now, that's a question I would totally ask Bruce Campbell on Saturday.
Okay, so that's funny because this is the kind of thing that I would ask my husband for more information. I'd be like, well, did they call the police?
Yeah.
What happened?
How did they die?
Did she have any other family? What? And he'd be like, oh, I didn't think to ask that question.
What?
You would not believe how many times our husband have gone golfing.
Oh, true. It's true.
And
absolutely.
Then he'll come home and tell me a story, and I'll have what, like, I think is the logical next question.
Yes, and they don't have any idea. No. Yeah, that totally you, different Ken. World. You're love great. You guys.
But,
it's true, though. It's true.
Yeah, you know, just whatever the next logical question is, it's not there.
Yeah.
And they said the most difficult part of filming was that they had to stop for long stretches to raise money.
Oh, well, I know that it was cash strapped.
Yeah.
The practical effects prove it.
Yeah.
You know, because they did some pretty hysterical stuff. I mean, they were smart. You know, but did they smash a camera through a window while hitting it with a sledgehammer? Sure
oh,
did.
Sure did.
Sure did.
Yeah, that seems like a way to send somebody to the ER. For
I stitches. Mean, they just did some scrappy stuff, right? But that's why it's so delightful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's something I'm certain you don't know and you're going to think is ludicrous, but you'll okay. probably also really appreciate it. They made Evil Dead the musical.
What? No, why am I not? How have I missed this?
Like, and they've had hundreds and hundreds of performances.
I mean,
all over the world.
I mean, yes. I know about, like, the major production, like the remake and the TV, but what?
Yeah. So it has titles, All the Men in My Life Getting Killed by... Oh, I'm sorry. Let me say that one more time. All the Men in My Life Keep Getting Killed by Canadian Demons. What the F was that? Is it scary? No. Is it gory? No. It's just comedy.
Nice.
So that seems nice. Like the right way to go.
Boy, I could think of 100 songs to write. Every time Bruce Campbell has a one-liner that he just nails, I got 100 things I can They're not appropriate here, though.
Oh,
so.
Well, you know, that's why it had an NC-17 rating.
It's true.
And the... musical has a splatter zone.
Nice.
You're going to get fake blood on you if you're in so many rows. You're just going to have to know that that's going to happen. I mean, there's been tours. It's played off-Broadway, Toronto, Korea. Over
See,
500
I was in Korea.
Productions.
I missed it.
Yeah, well.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I don't know when it was. I mean.
Well, maybe.
Maybe before I was there.
I don't know. I'm looking to see if it says...
Well, I want to know is when it. Is the next performance? Who is doing it now?
It seems like it may have wrapped a tour in 2017.
Oh, man.
So, you know, and nothing's on right now because Broadway's closed.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
Know, it sure would be fun to watch a video God. Of it.
Yes, absolutely.
And then there was a little bit of controversy... that perhaps Evil Dead was not wholly original. Which I'm like, well, duh.
Well,
a
nothing's...
cabin in the woods.
Yeah.
Summoning demons accidentally.
It's not exactly like...
It's not groundbreaking stuff. It's not brand new, but it was groundbreaking in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
but
it is
a particular movie that it shared... a lot of similarities with.
Oh.
So a much less popular movie from 1970 called Equinox. It also had a bunch of students in a cabin looking at religious texts.
Okay.
Accidentally summoning demons. But the monsters in Equinox are more mythological in nature.
Okay, rather than...
A little more, like, less demon-y from hell and more...
more Jumanji. I don't know, yeah, like
more like a Greek.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because definitely this is not
not that highbrow. No Greek.
No. Interesting. Well, I both, can't.
Yeah, very low budget. But the author of this article, who is Daniel Kurland from Screen Rant, basically said, nah.
Not really.
Like, they share some themes. It's not, they didn't plagiarize it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. I wouldn't be surprised if they saw it and was somewhat influenced as young filmmakers, but that's kind of how that goes. That's right. How...
Well, I mean, everybody's influenced.
Exactly.
It's all very... Mm-hmm. Even when you don't know you're influenced.
You're influenced.
You know, and you fall asleep to Golden Girls or The Office, as we are wont to do. And, you know, those things seep in.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Yep, we're getting some comments. Oh, it was shared on TV. Oh, what was shared on TV at one point? The musical?
Evil Dead or the musical? I don't know.
Something
Evil Dead-ish.
Well, there was a TV series.
Right, yes.
And I really never got to watch that. Okay. So I'm going to have to go back one day and watch it. But it was just never, you know.
Right.
Never had time quite to get into that. And but I've always wanted to. And the only reason because, well, Bruce Campbell's on, like, board. So I'm like, okay, all right, maybe I'll get on board with that. But I never got to go back and really watch it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, those things.
Need to do that. Oh, happen. She's saying the musical.
Oh, the musical. On
awesome.
On television.
On TV.
Wow.
I'm going to have to find like that.
For that. I wonder if it's on Hulu.
Ooh.
I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Oh, I'm sure it's on YouTube. Surely we should, like, totally look.
YouTube.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do that. Maybe we can't watch that on Halloween because we'll have our whole families with us.
Right. Yeah. I think we're going to watch Nightmare Before Christmas. That's Ooh. Why we see we're our bubble. That's why we're not masked.
Yes, that's right.
That's the only reason we're not masked.
Yeah. I guess we should mention that because we're a bubble.
That's right.
We
don't see other people.
Other people. We're exclusive.
Like, that's right.
And so, so we don't really need to, but we're going to have all the kids, we're going to do the Halloween thing here and we're going to, you know, hang out. And so we're going to watch Nightmare Before Christmas, which I also adore.
Yes, me too.
Adore.
Me too.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's all I have.
Oh my goodness.
But we have so much more fun coming at you this week. I uploaded all of those episodes this afternoon, so they will be in your feed tomorrow morning. They're labeled, so it'll say HW episode and the number so that you know which one's which.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of fun. You should absolutely go in and listen to it because they're shorter episodes, so it's totally bingeable. If you listen to our normal episodes, you can definitely digest this whole thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But we talk about some really, really cool movies.
We laughed super hard, too.
Oh, yeah, we did. Like, I think I got to snorting a decent amount and probably made editing really hard for you.
No, it was great. It was super fun, super great. So you should join us. And until next time, be safe. Be kind and wash your hands.
Bye.
That was good. You're right.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.